All right, everybody, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. That was Blue Moon of Kentucky. Ty, do you have any idea who Brian Setzer is?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
No, Ty doesn't?
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Steph, you do?
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Right. That's yes. Who that was. Do you know who? What band Brian Setzer played with in the 80s?
The orchestra?
No. I don't.
Stray Cats.
Oh.
He was the Stray Cats.
Stray Cats.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is the beginning of our second hour.
Yes.
If you're just joining us.
One to go.
Right. If you're just joining us, let me go ahead and reintroduce everybody quickly. Across the table from me is Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
To her right is my boy, Ty Gann. Mm. And my name is Mark, and I will be your host for the rest of the evening.
On the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Right. Whether you like it or not.
Right.
Deal with it.
Right.
Suck it up.
Suck it.
Right here on RadioSayBeat.com.
Dot com, everybody. Yeah. So let me remind you, if you want to call us, you can. 727-498-0502.
I don't want them to. I'm having enough technical difficulties.
Yeah, but they would call me on the Skype.
I know, but everything's kind of crabobbled.
We're having technical difficulties. If you were listening to the first hour of the show and the show dropped, we apologize for that.
Yeah.
It's something that happens. We don't really have a whole lot of control over it. It's just something that that happens.
It happens. Mm. Anyway, sorry. Whatever.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I try to be tech savvy and cool, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Before the break, we talked about what we had for our pre-show dinner, and we said we went to Publix and we got subs, da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, good easy stuff. Online ordering.
Right.
I can't say. It's so great because I can put in the notes whose sub is whose, so they're labeled.
Yeah.
They're delicious. I was in and out of Publix in less than 5 minutes.
Well, it's a good deal.
Yes.
It's a good deal. It's priced appropriately and good food.
Good food.
But sticking with food, I saw an article that said McDonald's makes a switch to fresh beef. And what they're doing is they're switching from the frozen patties to 100% fresh, not frozen patties.
I don't like it.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
How's that going to work with all the robots they're employing?
Well,
they can't just shoot the little hockey pucks onto the grill now.
Well, apparently they haven't gotten that far into the robotics yet.
No, it's just a squeeze tube.
No, it's not a squeeze tube. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture, Hannah, Claire. They have like these styrofoam things like when you go to the grocery store full of pre-made patties, but they're not frozen.
It's probably from like Walmart.
I don't like them.
Well, when did you try it?
Like recently.
Because I did a little investigative journalism today for lunch.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I had.
No wonder he didn't eat his sub.
I had a quarter pounder, which is like their biggest seller.
The Royale with cheese.
The Royale with cheese. I washed it down with a Filet-O-Fish, a medium fry, and a large Diet Coke.
Wow.
Had to cleanse my palate.
You.
Right.
But here's the thing, Hannah Claire. You said you didn't like it.
I don't like it.
What? I mean,
it tastes meatier.
Well, that's what it's supposed to taste like. It's supposed to taste like a hamburger.
Yeah, but that's not what she's looking for in a McDonald's burger.
I want my McDonald's fake ass burger.
Well, they're not fake. They weren't fake.
Well, it tastes. Yeah.
Well, years ago, they had a lot more soy in them, and they were way healthier for you. Those were my favorite burgers.
What I find about McDonald's is it's the sodium.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's going to kill you. It's too much salt. Everything they have is so salty. I mean, I had lunch today at 11 o'clock, and still, right now, my tongue is a little bit numb from all the salt.
Well, I mean, now that they can't freeze the beef, how are they going to preserve it?
Right. I see, that kind of scares me. At least
salt.
Well, how does any other restaurant do it?
Well,
you have to order the right amount. That
it's
you have
just
to,
always frozen.
You have to order the
real.
Amount according to what
frozen.
You're selling.
And honestly, I think that's not so bad.
I don't think it's bad either. And that way, if there is a period of time where it's not refrigerated or in a freezer during transport,
it's not going to go bad.
It's not going to go bad. I mean, I just,
that's
I have
what
this
freaks me out. It's like this, it's all bad.
Yeah, I have this mental picture now of.
But see, that's
hundreds of pounds of fresh beef.
That's the same thing for
like
any
fast
restaurant.
Food, seafood, man.
It's the same thing for any restaurant. Every restaurant has that same worry. Mm.
It's all frozen.
Oh, yeah,
it's all frozen.
Even
so
even at the grocery
store, delivery,
it's previously frozen.
Yeah, but I mean, McDonald's is a big corporation. They're not going to allow bad meat, do you think?
Yeah, they will. They don't care. They got the money.
They won't allow it on purpose.
It won't be intentional.
It's hot in Florida. Those trucks.
Quiet lawsuit.
You know what I mean?
Those trucks are refrigerated.
Right.
Well, God forbid one of the refrigeration units, you know, goes down mid-transit. That's some gross beef being delivered.
And you've seen them deliver the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it comes out of the back of the truck onto a dolly.
So you're all against it.
I'm not really for it.
I don't think they're responsible enough to handle it.
So I can kind of see that. Now, look, I'm not going to try to say anything bad about McDonald's employees.
And what if they don't cook it enough, you know? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but see, it's all raw. Pretty much automated. They know you have to flip it on a certain amount of time.
I got a burnt McChicken the other day.
What?
Yeah. What? Weird.
Anyway.
Just don't eat fast food. That's really
the key. Yeah,
fast
food's not really good for you.
It's not good for you. But, I mean, every once in a while, I get a hankering, and it's like, wouldn't that be nice to have one of
those? That's chemical programming.
Yes, it is. I can't tell you how many times it's like, oh, I need a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Right.
Now, where does that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my healthy lifestyle.
So you're saying that if you want a fresh beef burger, you're going to go to another establishment.
Yes.
You're going to go to the Burger. You're going to go to Daly's.
Exactly.
Somebody who deals with it on a regular basis.
Somebody that I can trust.
Not somebody who's trying to sneak it in now after years of having frozen patties.
Not somebody that's serving $65 billion a year.
And you know they're going with the lowest bidder.
So you don't give them any credit at all for trying to change it up and be healthier.
No,
I don't see it as healthier either.
You see it as more of a health risk.
Yes,
they found a way to make it cheaper and they went with it.
Yeah, it's probably saving them on electricity costs or something.
All right, so there's always an angle.
Yeah, kind of like we watched the Ray Kroc movie,
right?
When they started doing the powder milkshake.
That's interesting that you said that because I highlighted something in this article.
You know, because their electricity bills were too high trying to keep all of the ice cream and the and the milk cold.
Now they just tell you the ice cream machine's broken.
Yeah, they're always broken.
Well, here's something that's interesting about this whole conversation. And it's the first paragraph of this article. And it says, Ray Kroc, fast food's founding father, was a quotation machine. One of his doozies was, we're not in the hamburger business, we're in show business.
Right, yeah.
See, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Yeah. That's not good.
All right.
You know, let's not go fresh. Let's do frozen. Frozen is better.
How many quarter pounders do you think McDonald's sells in a year?
Oh, man.
Several billion.
Well, no. Wait a minute. No. 650 million quarter pounders will sell this year. 650 million.
Down from 1 billion last year.
Mm-hmm. How many McDonald's locations do you think that there are here in Florida?
Well, let's see. There's
342.
Actually, in this region. So that doesn't even mean the entire state, but whatever our region encompasses, 890 locations in this Florida region.
Which is probably Pinellas County. Because I can think of three off the... I mean, I drive by two on my way to work.
I can think of four.
I drive by two on my way to work, and it's like 10-minute drive.
Right. You know, there's a McDonald's on every other corner.
So, Hannah Claire, when you tasted it, you could definitely tell a difference.
Yeah.
I kind of could. But, you know, I don't eat them all the time, so I guess I kind of forget what, like, a quarter pounder tastes like. I do know what a real burger tastes like, and I wasn't opposed to the flavor, but now that you guys have told me all of the health risks and scares that I should be worried about.
But did it taste different See, I don't want it to taste different.
Well, it tasted, to me, if I thought about it enough, I guess it tasted more like a real burger.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It tasted meatier. Like,
well, that's what it's supposed
to taste
like.
Meat. I don't know.
I don't know. That's
so you're so programmed to eat a fake burger.
Yeah. Right. Just like when Hot Pockets changed to real cheese, hated it. I like the fake cheese. It tastes better.
Oh.
They have more flavor in it.
Has more salt.
Something.
Well, speaking of McDonald's.
It's delicious.
A Wisconsin man, 64-year-old Don Gorski. He already holds a Guinness World Record for eating the most Big Macs, scarfed down his 30,000th signature McDonald's burger.
Yes.
I was trying to say that earlier, and I could not stop saying 30,000th.
30,000th
burger. 30,000th.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he has scarfed down his 30,000th Big Mac.
Oh, God, Big Mac?
Yes. Big Mac is the most boring burger you're ever going to get.
Anyway. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun is boring?
Boring.
Isn't that Burger King?
No. It's like you're eating an air burger. There's like nothing to it, no substance. All that crap that you just sang about.
I didn't sing.
Doesn't really add anything to the burger itself.
It's all mush anyway.
It is all mush anyway. It says here, Gorski has eaten at least one Big Mac a day since May 17th, 1972.
Oh my God.
That's nothing to be proud of.
No.
And he insists his health hasn't suffered because of his fast food diet.
He was already 500 pounds.
No. Gorski says he weighs 190 pounds. I saw a picture of him. He looks like a 190-pound dude. And he says that his cholesterol is 165.
He says, that all he's eating?
I'm healthy as a horse. Well, his wife wants him to eat more fruit and vegetables. Gorski is not interested. He says, last year I ate some corn.
All right.
All right.
But here's
moving
the thing.
On up.
To each his own.
At 190 pounds with your cholesterol at 165, he's obviously not eating the fries.
Mm.
I mean.
Well, wait. Is he only 4 feet tall? Because that might make a difference.
He looked like a regular sized dude.
I'm just saying.
Do I have a picture of him? I do somewhere. I don't know what happened to it. But he looks like a regular dude.
Except for...
But 30,000 Big Macs since 1972.
Great. No.
How old did I say he was? He's 64 years old.
No, that's not good.
No?
No, that's... You know,
the programming runs too deep.
Yeah, that's a little outrageous.
This one's not going to wake up from the Matrix.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's good.
No, it's not
good. Just say.
So we talked about this, I don't know, a month or so ago. There was a school teacher who thought it would be a good idea in front of his students, I think he was like a science teacher, to feed a puppy to a snapping turtle.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, that was good.
Well, just this week here in Florida, this guy who teaches a class in like farming and stuff like that, what is it, Votech, right? That kind of thing, where they have, you know, livestock and that kind of thing. Voed, I guess. All right. So he's a Voed teacher. He's got his students out there, and they've discovered that raccoons are eating their chickens, right?
Well, so they do that.
Well, right. Circle of life, right? So the teacher decides what he's going to do to get rid of the raccoons. He traps them. Then, while they're in the trap and in front of the students, puts them in a trash barrel. Then fills the trash barrel full of water and drowns them.
Oh, God.
What?
Jesus.
This was Florida?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Florida thing.
Yeah, but here's
the podunk area of Florida was this?
Yeah, but here's the thing. The article says that it's legal to kill nuisance animals.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't make it
right. But you have to do it humanely.
All right, but is drowning humane?
No, not even a little bit. What kind of psychopath
thinks
that's going to be a good idea? Yeah, but here's the thing. The article said that when they would start to float to the top, and he would take a stick and push him back under.
Oh, good.
Or stick the hose in their face.
Ugh, no.
I mean, you're doing this in front of students.
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
Monstrous.
Some of the students were so, you know, traumatized that, you know, they went home crying, male and female.
Mm-hmm. Where does he live?
It's, I don't know, it's one of those, Ocala, somewhere. Mm. One of those places here in Florida.
Not surprising.
But how you do know, you... The
whole idea of it doesn't make sense
How do
to
you
me.
Not have empathy to where, I mean, you're going to drown? How is that humane at all?
At all.
That's torture.
Yeah. Why can't you come up with a...
I mean, they're just doing raccoon stuff.
Come up with a better plan to keep your chickens safe.
They're just big trash pandas.
You said it. Somebody on the radio said trash pandas today, too.
Really?
Somebody said, well, it would be more humane if you, like, shot them with a .22. I agree.
Right.
If, look, if,
swift.
If you're going to kill me, shoot me. Don't drown me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, and I don't see why they had to be killed in the first place.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're teaching vo-ed,
relocate.
Shouldn't you?
Yeah, why can't you trap them and relocate them?
And shouldn't you be teaching them how to build a better chicken coop?
Yeah. Yes.
To keep your chickens safe from the
right.
wildlife that's
right.
out there?
Absolutely.
That would have been a perfect test.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, let's use our bean here.
Well, the guy was not fired. He was suspended. But here it is, the end of the
he
school
was
year,
no.
You know, but I just can't even imagine, you know, having your students not only watch, but had some of them help.
Oh, yeah. See, and
if you're able to do that, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, you gotta go away.
I mean, they say that most serial killers start out by killing animals.
Right.
Yeah,
and
if you could
bring yourself to hold a live being underwater till it was dead?
Here's
no.
your sign.
Here's, yeah.
You're on your way, man. You're a serial
You're
killer.
Already there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then...
Just because
when
it
you
was
see
being
some
a
of the, when you see some of the students start to freak out and you don't go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but...
Guess
then
who's
again,
going to shoot up the school?
Then again,
we got that story next.
We're not farming people. We're city dwellers, and
but still,
I for one try not to think where our food comes from.
I can remember my good buddy from the Marine Corps, Gary Tank, grew up on a farm, and they always had like farm dogs.
Right.
He says, but when your dogs start chasing deer, you got to kill them. He says, I can't even tell you how many of my own dogs that I loved and raised from pups that I had to kill because they chased deer. And it used to blow me away. How are you going to kill your own dog? How are you going to do that?
Like, I don't get that because they have hunting dogs.
Right. But these,
so
what happens is when they start chasing deer, then they revert back to being like wolves.
Yeah,
and especially if they kill a deer. Then and they get that blood, then they're no good. Then they're.
I'd
it's
like
it
to see
makes
some
them
science
crazy.
On that one.
Well, I look,
because that sounds like some farm magic.
Yeah, some old school wives' tale.
Right.
I mean, that just sounds dumb.
So you're saying that when farmers get bored out on the farm and it's middle of the winter and they can't find the dog and they're like, "Damn it, where's Rover? I'm gonna shoot his ass when I bet he's chasing deer." I don't know.
No, but it is a whole different mentality.
Right.
You know, people who, you say, work at chicken farms that, you know, I can walk into Publix and I buy this nice boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Right.
I don't see anything prior to.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, and you want to see how.
But somebody's got to do it for me,
I mean,
I'm not eating a chicken breast.
I think
so. There are people out there.
We've all seen those big hen houses that have like a million chickens in there, and they're all like on top of each other. That can't be good.
No.
That can't be healthy. But that's where we're getting our chicken.
Right.
How is there not more chicken-related diseases?
There are.
That's why they bathe most chicken
in bleach
and chlorine. God. To kill the...
You've seen those pictures of those big hen houses that are like the size of football fields, and they're, you know, chicken stacked 10 deep, you know. Ugh. Gross.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway.
I'd
be vegetarian, but I can't.
I knew somebody when I was a kid. He was older than me, and he says, well, he was like a grown-up. And he said, yeah, I grew up on a chicken farm. He goes, I don't eat chicken. And I was like, well, why don't you eat chicken? Chicken's great. He goes, yeah. I don't eat chicken because chickens eat chicken shit. That's why I don't eat them. I was like, okay.
There you go.
Good enough for me.
Yeah, that's appetizing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I still think the raccoon thing was an overreaction.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, uncalled for. That's
wild. And definitely uncalled for and psychopathic.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
truly, unbelievably, there's something not right with that person.
Right.
There's got to be a better way. And especially if you're doing something like that in front of students.
Right.
You know, now look, chances are this is like a rural type school where those kids do live on farms and things like that. But that's not the cool
still,
thing to teach.
That's not the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still not cool.
That's sadistic.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Not good.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't drown my enemy.
No.
You know.
Well.
Ty, I wouldn't drown him. I'd set you ablaze, but I'd never drown you. No. So speaking of, you know, psychopaths, yet again, another school shooting.
Yes.
Santa Fe. This jackass goes in. What do they got? Another week left of school?
Yeah, it
goes in here at the end of the year. The last I heard, there were at least 8 dead.
10.
10.
9 students and 1 teacher was the last thing I saw. And 10 wounded, including the resource officer.
That could die, too.
Well, yeah.
But they got this kid. Mm-hmm. They got him. He's not dead. Was he shot at all?
I didn't see any reports of that, no. But they also found explosives.
Right.
And an accomplice.
Oh.
So there were 2 of them, and they did find several explosive devices on the campus and off.
Kind of like a Columbine.
Including Molotov cocktails. Right. And
so that could have been much bigger.
Could have been much bigger. And once they realized that there was that possibility of the explosive devices, then getting... making sure all of the children were out of the buildings and accounted for was their priority because kids were hiding.
Sure.
And, you know, you're hiding to keep safe. And yet if there's explosives,
then you're still in there.
They're still in there.
Right. I heard a lot of conversations about it today on the radio. And, you know, I think the big theme is, a lot of people like to blame the whole thing on guns, but
what I don't blame rap music.
What?
It's rap music.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is not rap music. Rap music has nothing to.
Oh, it has a lot to do with it.
That's why it's all young white boys that do this.
Yes.
Because they're big actually. Rap stars or rap. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think what it is, it's what nobody really wants to talk about is, it's the bullying. You know, all these kids can go and march up in Washington, D.C., and they can have all of these sit-ins and things like that and talk about how bad the guns are and stuff like that. But when are they going to start talking about why can't we be nice to each other?
Right.
Why does this kid feel so hurt, so ostracized, that he would even consider something like that?
Well, because of rap music.
I don't even understand that. Are you saying that to make me mad?
No.
What does rap music have to do with it?
It has changed the culture. This modern rap music is all about how great everybody is and putting other people down. It's causing more bullying. And it also pushes guns.
And violence.
Well, what about the video games?
No, that doesn't help either.
Right.
But anyway, there was a, a potential shooting.
I want to see something on this rap music.
Earlier this week.
We're not done here.
Where
have you seen Gucci Gang? I'll show you that.
Where the resource officer actually, there was a school shooter.
Oh, you're talking about earlier this week.
Earlier this week, right. There was a school shooter, and the resource officer managed to apprehend him. He was shot, the kid.
Right.
And wounded before he was able to shoot anyone else. There was very little press about it, which kind of upset me, especially after today with all the press that happened today. You know, you're more famous if you're successful. That's not a good thing to send. But then I also saw that particular kid earlier this week, they talked to his mother, and she was like,
he
was bullied.
He's been sad for years.
And
I heard that was one
recently,
of
and you know, this I assume this school year, he was beaten up so badly that they broke his jaw. Yeah, he was angry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's got to stop too.
That has to stop, and I mean, that's straight up bullying.
Yeah,
I mean, that's abuse.
Exactly. So, you know, and I'm not defending school shooters at all, but we need to be more aggressive about being nice to one another.
That I agree with that. Now, listen, there have always been bullies. I mean, way back to the beginning. But
when it goes from verbal assault from bullies
to physical.
To breaking jaws. I mean, come on.
There's an issue.
Something's got to get.
There's a bigger violence problem going on in our communities with these kids.
Well, it's just a whole storm of things happening all at once. I mean, there's, you know, the availability of guns for one thing, and then bullying. Nobody seems to be doing anything about the bullying problem in schools.
Right, and trying to.
It's like the perfect storm.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And you've got all of these, you know, you've got rap music that's making these kids crazy. You've got the video games that, you know, everything you play now, you're shooting things up.
Right.
You know, it's.
It seems to be that seems to be the only answer.
Right.
Some of these kids have. Is to retaliate.
It's the only way that they know how to make it better, I guess.
Or how to be heard.
Right.
Well, with video games, it's not really the video games, it's the parenting.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Whether you're allowed to play those games or not, you know, the games that are all shoot 'em up, if from a very young age, if you are programmed that guns are cool, guns do this, guns will, you know,
Will make you safe.
If I got a problem, this gun's going to take care of it.
Well, I mean, that's the rap music, but
that's not just the rap music. It's the video games too.
It's society.
It's society. Yeah.
You can't buy most of the video games without like parental approval. It's lazy parents just giving their kids these games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the problem is multifold, you know, and then you know, mental illness, and I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But what we've done so far hasn't worked.
No, it hasn't worked, and we said after the Parkland shooting, which is several months ago now, this isn't the last time.
No.
I mean, how many school shootings have there been since then, and how many have been, you know, thwarted?
Right.
Right?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Because there was that one, I think, in like Baltimore or Maryland, that kind of thing, where they said that the resource officer was a hero.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it has not stopped.
Parents have
at
turned
all.
Their kids in when they've stumbled upon their plans.
That needs
and
to keep happening.
You know, it's just, it's so frightening. It's hard to believe is what reality
school's
is.
School's gotten to be a place where kids are afraid to go. School was always a place where, you know, I was never a great student, But I always dug going there because all my friends were there.
Right.
You know, and now if you don't even feel safe.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. We need a solution to the problem. And like I said, I don't know what it is.
I don't either. Why don't we play Stump the Chump?
Yes, we can.
All right, Stephanie, do we have a theme?
This is, hold on, because I did two.
Okay.
This is just, both of them are random. Random trivia. Just
random knowledge.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Okay. I think we'll do the one that I had to take the test to get the answers.
Right.
And I only got 30%.
Ooh.
So.
Well, you're the smart one here. How the hell are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's not going to be good. All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll play our random knowledge version of Stump the Chump. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you want to give us a call, nobody's called yet.
No.
The number is 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show. One. We'll be right back.
It's no secret, I don't care. Gonna shine it out everywhere. I love my baby, I go fast and slow. My bed, I hear voices in my head. They say never, never, ever let it go. Look, my baby, gonna tell everybody I know. Well, I love my baby, got to tell everybody I know. Other women don't mean a thing to me. You can pick them all up, drop them all in.
That is one of my favorites. That's Keb Moe. And the name of that song is Tell Everybody I Know. That's a live version. Love it. Speaking of live, Stephanie.
Yes.
My birthday is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Keb Moe will be here in town June 13th, the day before my birthday, at the Capitol Theater.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a Wednesday night.
All right.
So I would love to see Keb Moe. And he's, you know, here just in a few weeks.
We can
go see a great little concert at the Capitol Theater. Never been to the Capitol Theater.
No, we haven't. So,
Ty, have you been to the Capitol Theater?
I might have.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've
never heard anything bad about it, but I think it would be a cool place to see Keb Mo.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So I'll have to take the 14th and the 15th off.
Yeah. Or why don't we take the 13th, 14th, and 15th off?
No, let's just take the whole week.
The 13th is a Wednesday.
Right.
So, yeah, 13th, 14th, 15th, if we took Wednesday through Friday off.
That might be nice.
Make it a super long weekend.
Okay.
Love it.
I'll have to check my schedule.
Keb Mo, everybody.
Keb Mo.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to play our basically themed version of Stump the Chump.
Random.
Before we start, I did see in the paper that, unbeknownst to me until I saw the article today, they actually had tryouts for Jeopardy here in town. It's too late now. I mean, they've already down to the finals.
It.
But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. You go and you're, like, there for, like, a week. You try out and you have to come up. I mean, you have to have five interesting stories. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know.
So that they can pick the one that they want to tell.
Well, yeah, right. And you have to have all of this insane knowledge, mountain ranges in China and crap like that. You know, everybody, when they watch Jeopardy, they think that, you know.
Oh, they know it all.
They know all the answers, but it's a whole lot different when you're actually on the show.
I've been on Jeopardy.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have. I was in the audience once.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I forgot about that. That's right. You guys were.
I didn't go. It was one of the weeks when he was out in California.
Right.
Before Hannah and I went. And Mom and Bill took him to Jeopardy.
Did you meet Alex?
I saw him.
You saw him?
He was there.
In real life? Mm-hmm. Is he shorter than he looks on TV?
He is.
How's that mustache? Was it banging? I mean, he's like got that porn star little mustache.
We did what was it, the Bill Maher show?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
See, Nana.
I've been on some shows.
Nana's got the hookup.
All right, let's play Stump the Chump. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Ty, no naysaying on this first one.
Nay.
All right, just play the game.
Shame.
Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah. According to Apollo astronauts, the moon smells like...
raspberries.
No.
It smells like your spacesuit, turd. You can't open your helmet.
What? That's a great answer. If he's wrong, that's a good answer.
It's a great answer. But here are your four choices.
That's good.
It smells like cheese.
No.
Burnt gunpowder, gasoline, or coffee grounds.
Well, Ty's answer is correct. How would you know?
Yeah. How would you know?
I'm going with gunpowder.
They're lying.
Ty's answer is a moon landing is a
lie.
Hannah, that's not correct.
That is the correct answer was given.
How would you know?
I will give the point to Ty.
I would.
Because that was way better than the fresh paint that I thought he was going to say on the sets.
Also good.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can't take off your helmet and you're breathing bottled oxygen, how the hell are you going to know what the moon smells like?
It might smell like oxygen inside your spacesuit.
Right.
Who filmed him going back up?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Taking off.
Who filmed him coming down the ladder?
All right.
I knew that was going to open a can of worms.
You're listening to too much rap music.
Yeah. Listen to more metal. The plant and skin of this fruit can cause contact dermatitis and other symptoms of poison ivy.
Oh, I thought that was the answer.
What fruit is it?
Oh, it's a fruit.
Yes.
You're a fruit.
The choices are kiwi, pomegranate, mango, or papaya. Mark.
Papaya.
No.
Damn it.
Mango?
Mango.
It's really fun to say papaya.
It is. I like papaya.
Yes. Papaya.
So watch that mango, Bob's.
Papaya.
My name is El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Papaya.
Mm-hmm.
Papaya.
Papaya.
Mm-hmm. You may have heard that a weird meat tastes like chicken. You know,
or
like,
a quarter pounder.
Like frog legs taste like chicken.
Yes.
Which edible insect actually does taste like chicken?
Cockroach.
No.
Oh.
Is it cicada? Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Brown cockroach, which we know is wrong, or the dung beetle.
Oh.
Who's
probably
eating
the
bugs?
Dung beetle. No.
Huh? It's the grasshopper.
It is not the grasshopper, so Ty, you're down to one choice.
What was it? I don't even know.
It is the cicada.
Cicada.
Nobody got it. Who's eating cicadas?
They make a lot of noise.
Who's eating bugs?
Well, there, some places it's a delicacy. If you go to like Thailand and you're walking around the street, they have all those food carts.
They got all kinds.
You never
of
know
weird
what the hell you're going to eat.
Yeah.
They got the disgusta bugs.
Yeah, right. You could eat all
they
kinds
have
of
blackened,
crazy stuff.
Fried, grilled,
right.
Raw sushi.
You don't know.
Sushi disgusta bugs.
Mm-hmm. All right, next.
Chocolate mm-hmm. contains caffeine.
Yes.
Yeah.
A 1 ounce square of chocolate has as much caffeine as a half a can of soda, a glass of iced tea, a cup of regular coffee, or a cup of decaf. Hannah, was that a ring?
A cup of regular coffee.
No. Mark.
Tea.
No.
Damn it.
Ty.
Half a cup of soda.
No.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So what is left?
Decaf.
Decaf. Nobody got that one. Mark has one. Ty has one. I'm going to run out of questions.
I mean,
well, wait a minute.
This is
wait,
one.
Wait. Yeah, it's how could it have as much if it's decaf?
Because decaffeinated coffee still has caffeine in it, just a smaller amount.
Well, then they should change the name of decaf to not as much calf.
Kind
to
of calf.
Half
low
calf.
Calf.
Half calf.
Some calf.
Some calf.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
While we're on the topic of caffeine, which of the following contains, on average, the least amount of caffeine? A cup of coffee, a shot of espresso, a cup of green tea, or a cup of black tea? Hannah.
Green tea.
No. Mark.
Black tea.
No.
Damn it.
I mean, what?
So you're down to a cup of coffee or an espresso.
Cup
which
of coffee.
One has the
yeah,
least?
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
And wrong again.
Jesus
it
Christ.
It is the espresso. This is the one I only got 30%.
I thought espresso meant super caffeine.
It is in a tiny little cup.
Oh.
But it has the least amount of all of those. The bigger. Anyway.
These are just asshole questions.
Hey, easy.
All right. Every person is different, but just how much different, but just how much do you differ genetically from other human beings? Is it 25%, 10%, 2%, or 0.1%? Hannah.
10.
No. Ty.
0.1.
Genetically, we are very similar.
All right.
So, how many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe did Rob Lowe's?
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Ty has 2 and Mark has 1. Lobster blood is blue once it's exposed to air. What color is it inside a living lobster? Hannah.
Red.
No.
Clear.
Yes. It is clear. Mark has 2. Ty has 2.
Am I really not even on the board?
You're not even on the board. Scientists have studied public restroom stall use.
Yes.
The toilet used the least may have the fewest germs. Which stall is it? Is it the first door on the right? The first door on the left? Any middle stall? Either stall furthest from the entrance? Ty.
Middle.
No. Most commonly used.
Furthest from the entrance.
No. First one in. Nobody uses that one.
First one on the right or on the left?
Oh,
Well, it depends. Where's the door?
Depends on the orientation of the bathroom.
If you have a choice, two rows, there are doors on the right, doors on the left. Which one is the least used?
The one on the left.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The first door on the left.
None of them are used by me.
I use the first available because I'm usually in line. So Mark has three, Ty has two. In California, it is illegal to eat oranges while doing what?
Driving.
No, I thought it was driving too.
It's hard to peel them and drive.
So here are your choices. Bathing, driving, which we know is wrong, gardening, or working on a computer.
Illegal?
Illegal.
It's got to be bathing.
And it is bathing.
Yeah, nice. That's bad news.
Yeah, apparently you can't bathe
upon
with your citrus.
And it's illegal.
And it's illegal.
It's a big deal.
Did I just win?
You just won.
How about that? Now
go take a bath with an orange.
How about that? Catch me outside.
Because I'm pretty sure in Florida it is legal to eat an orange anywhere.
Right. You could do anything in Florida.
Apparently.
Ty, so, well, all of you, actually.
Yeah.
We all know what octopus looks like, right?
Yeah. Pretty familiar.
You ever considered that they may be alien?
Yes, actually.
Because they are so different. There's not another creature on this planet that looks anything like an octopus.
Squid.
Squid.
Well, yeah. Squid, too.
Whoa,
yeah,
look at that.
Mm-hmm. And who knows what else is living down at the bottom of the ocean in the dark?
Cuttlefish and other cephalopods.
This article that I read said octopuses are very strange creatures, unlike anything else on this planet, but could they actually come from another world?
It'd probably be another dimension.
A controversial science paper has argued just that, suggesting that octopuses may have arrived on our planet as frozen eggs carried here in comets.
Where would they have landed?
In the ocean.
The paper.
Yeah, but where?
Now, this paper was written by 33 scientists. 33 scientists got together to write this paper, some with reputation as mavericks. I guess that's a pretty good reputation to have as a scientist.
No.
Is published in the peer-reviewed journal Progress of Biophysics and Molecular Biology. It suggests that life was seeded here on Earth by life-bearing comets as soon as it became possible for life forms to survive, and that octopuses arrived in a similar way about 270 million years ago.
I mean, that plays into some H.P. Lovecraft stuff. That's kind of horrifying.
Yeah, it is. What time did you say we had to stop?
Did you just call her Stump?
No. What time do we have to stop? We need to end the show and go to music at 7:55.
Okay. All right. It says, the paper says the genome of the octopus shows a staggering level of complexity with 33,000 protein coding genes, more than is present in Homo sapiens. You, Ty, you're a Homo sapien. And so are you, Hannah.
Well, so are you.
Steph, I'm not sure what you are.
Yeah.
It is plausible, then, to suggest they seem to be borrowed from a far distant future in terms of terrestrial evolution, or more realistically, from the cosmos at large. So, there you go.
There you go.
Octopus is...
alien.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
He is coming.
And it's kind of rubbery. It's not very good to eat.
Yeah, I don't know. Calamari is pretty good. I like calamari.
We talked about the volcanoes, right? We did that.
No. Slightly.
Did you see the pictures?
We talked about it quickly at the break.
Oh, did you see the pictures of the huge eggs? Like
the huge
lava eggs that are developing?
Like the big lava bubbles?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're like these massive
big egg shape.
Yeah.
That's not demons.
Bloop.
When is that whole thing going to stop? And what happens? I mean, that comes from the core of the Earth, right? Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it come from the center?
Allegedly.
That's a Balrog waiting to happen.
I don't know what that means, though.
Oh, you will.
All right. Now, here's something.
You'll know real quick.
Here's something to consider, kids. Next time you see mom's eyebrows go up into her forehead. It turns out that the star, this star sign has been linked to the most serial killers.
Oh, shit.
Which one do you suppose it is?
Taurus. Dump, dump,
Taurus
dum.
The bull.
Yes.
Mom is a psycho killer.
It could happen. Y'all need to behave.
Mm-hmm. That explains my ex. Huh.
Yeah.
Your ex?
Mm-hmm.
Ex and bacon?
Ex and bacon.
Which one?
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's this. I saw this story, and I got to do this quick. There's a place in Lakeland that now has a program. It's the SPCA Florida in Lakeland. They have a new program where you can rent a dog for a weekend.
I saw that.
Yes.
And what they're hoping is that you will take the dog out for an afternoon and be so enamored by this puppy that you won't want to take it back. It's free to do it, so that the rent is not really part of it. They're just calling it rent a dog. But if you do take it back, how uncool is that for the dog?
Yeah.
Dick.
You're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
I wouldn't. There's no way I'd be able to take it back.
No.
I'd be stuck with the...
Well, I think that that's what they're hoping.
The mangy little
beast
forever.
Back every week to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go park him back in the cage?
Right.
No.
Let me do my quotes here.
Do your quotes here.
All right, get these quotes out of the Week magazine that I love so much. The first one says, I can tell how intelligent a man is by how stupid he thinks I am.
Ah.
It came from this guy named Cormac McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Cormac McCarthy. The next one says, if you pluck the chicken one feather at a time, then people won't notice.
Yeah, well,
Benito
no.
Mussolini.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There is no agony like bearing an untold story inside you. Zora Neale Hurston. And the last one says, to be alive but dead is the worst possible thing, although it happens to many people. Mario Vargas Llosa.
The vampire.
The vampire.
Mm-hmm. What else? Never mind. Dracula was released today. Or something. There was something about Dracula that happened this day in history.
All right. Well, that's pretty much the end of what we have. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add? Anything you want to tell us about?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not really. No.
Stephanie,
I'm sorry.
Anything that you would like to add? You want to tell us about? Anything that you would need to shout out?
I'm sure Ty will do it as well, but Deceptive Intruder, see you at the Brass Mug tomorrow night.
Okay.
Testing out the new band van.
Sounds like fun. Right. Exactly. Tygan, anything other than that? Anything
no,
other
that,
than that?
Just
that's
that.
That's it. All right. I don't have anything other than Semper Fi Devil Dogs, Semper Fi Frank Rivera, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. It's a family show.
Yeah. It's a family show.
We're all related. A lot of times, it's not like G-rated.
No.
We do our thing.
And we try not to keep it, we try to keep it out of the X and R range.
X and bacon. Right. Anyway, it looks like here in our area, the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, it could possibly rain all weekend.
Yes. Fine by me.
But they're never right about that. So
no.
It could be beach weather.
Could
so
be.
So check your weather before you go out and do anything this weekend. And other than that, we look forward to speaking to you again next week. I want to say thank you again to Spike on the Mic for inviting me over to Hooters, where they broadcast every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. That was a lot of fun. And I got to meet Miss Monica.
Woo-hoo!
So with that, I will say goodnight. And we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sweet.
Suck on this. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Call my baby lollipop. Tell you why. It's
Boom, 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 boom.
Crazy way you thrill me, tell you why. Just like a lightning from the sky. He loves to kiss me till I can't see straight. Gee, my lollipop is great. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom.
That's it.